This is Deborah A. Miranda reading We for the Quarry, a social justice poetry database at Split This Rock. We, the people you cannot treat as people, whose backs bent over your fields, your kitchens, your cattle, your children. We whose hands harvested the food we planted and cultivated for your mouth, your belly. We whom you beat into plows until we hated the very earth from which we emerged. We whom you buried between the river stones and beneath adobe mud. We whose skeletons, like rebar, held up your mission walls, built on stolen land by stolen hands. We know something about foundations. We who have risen from the roots of those footings, whose pain you will not acknowledge even when we shout it in the streets. We, the people, tear down monuments to the men whose hands held the whip that beat enslaved Indian or African, whose blood mixed with stones and dirt to make the mortar of your fortunes, whose skin gleams black and brown, copper and tan, whose skin is olive and white like yours. We know why the foundations rot and crack beneath your children. We, whose children have felt those reverberations in the wombs of their mothers. We enter the halls of the academy and the house and the senate like drops of rain seeping through your roof from a weeping cloud of justice. Listen, we are telling you why this foundation cannot last. Here we are at Standing Rock, protecting not just our waters, but the water you drink, facing water cannons in below zero weather, rubber bullets like fists, sound cannons shifting the bones in our ears, protecting not just our waters, but the waters your grandchildren will drink. Here we are in Flint, Michigan, hauling jugs of contaminated river water from our taps to press conferences and courts of law, demanding, would the children of a wealthier, whiter city be forced to drink this poison? And here we are telling you, your corporate money will not protect you from a corporation with more money. This country's foundations are not built on democracy, not one nation under God, but a multitude of oppressions beneath your feet. We endure before you, still humming with the power of the sacred, knowing a body drowned in adobe leaves an empty space, knowing how emptiness caves in. We want to live, want to do this work that is our inheritance. We exist here in the disaster zone of a nation struggling to emerge. We are midwives, we are doulas, we are grandmothers. We have studied construction and the art of rising from rubble. And here we are, still not burning this country down, still not setting fire to the master's house, though you have not seen even one-tenth of our grief and our anger. You can never extract our bones from the foundation, but reward the weight they've held with homelands and sovereignty. You can never return home those bodies once stolen, but honor their descendants with the means to earn homes and clean water. You can never untell all the lies or fill in the omissions of this history. So make room for us, or move aside. We know something about foundations.